This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show here on channelradio.co.uk in association with Biz Radio. We're now joined, hopefully, on the phone by the lovely Zoe Cairns of ZC Social Media. Good afternoon, Zoe.
Hi, Paul. I'm here.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm really good. How are you?
I'm okay now. I'm out of house arrest and allowed back in public. It was a bit of a traumatic 2 weeks being locked indoors with just me in the fridge.
Just running around his garden. Luckily, you've got a big garden.
Was it worth it, though, for the trip that you had?
Yes, we had a lovely time.
Gone for 3 weeks now?
Yeah, I should have done, really. No, it was lovely to spend time with the family and to see my gorgeous grandson. And we had a lovely time where we were as well. And the weather was fantastic and the gîte we stayed in was brilliant.
And the fromage.
Amazing.
Yeah, no, it was all good. So it was worth it. But I would have preferred not to have had 3 weeks off, 2 weeks at home. But never mind. Anyway, so it's lovely to talk to you, as always. And thank you so much for joining us on the show. It's a pleasure to hear from you.
Thanks for inviting me on.
You're always more than welcome, because you're always brilliant value. And we love to hear what you have to say. And you're so knowledgeable about the whole world of social media and digital.
She's been on telly, you know.
I know she has.
Oh, yeah, quite a bit.
She's been on foreign telly, too.
I know. She's global.
So for the one person in the United Kingdom that's never heard of you, Zoe, there's only about one, just give us a quick overview of Zoe and ZC Social Media and what it is you do.
So I'm Zoe Cairns. I'm a social media trainer, speaker and consultant, and I set up my business back in 2010, which is 10 years ago.
You were a very early adopter, weren't you? You were one of the first people to see the opportunities here.
It was really early in terms of what was happening in the world of the internet.
Cool.
So 2010 set up and started off in my back bedroom, and now we run an agency down in Upnor. Got a great team on board, which is always a great thing. Love what we do.
Yeah, and you've got lovely offices there.
Where is Upnor?
Upnor is just off the, it's by the River Medway, opposite Rochester Castle.
Oh, lovely.
By Upnor Castle.
I love it round there.
Yeah, so nice.
Nice vibe.
They've got a really unusual building. It's kind of oval.
Oh.
The roof
Gareth knows the story behind it. It's like where all the gum... It's like an old gunpowder store.
Gunpowder store.
Yeah. It's amazing.
There's a lot of history around there and probably a few ghosts.
Yeah.
Where did that come from?
Yeah. It's coming out of an evening now, Jules. It's getting darker.
Ooh, spooky. But tell us what's hot now in social media. Well, what's floating your boat at the moment, Zoe?
Well, what happened today is that Facebook have now transferred this all over to the new look, the FB5 design of Facebook.
Yeah.
So we can no longer switch back to the classic look, which for some is like really annoying, because I just learned to get to just the old one, let alone start a whole new one. Mm. So that's what we're doing today, is training people on how to use it and how to navigate it as well.
I
have to say I don't like the new format.
No.
But then...
We never like change.
No, but...
You know, humans.
And that's one of the things that drives me nuts about social media platforms, is they feel the need to change things all the time.
All the time, yeah.
I don't think it serves anybody doing that, because those of us that have other things to do rather than try to learn a new way around the platform, it puts us off using social media. If I was going to advertise on Facebook and all of a sudden they changed it, I'd think, do you know what, I've got time to look at this
because I've then got to learn it all again.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is good for you in your business, but
the rest of us.
Can I just ask you, Zoe, just going off the subject a little bit, but staying on Facebook, did you hear about Australia and what they're doing, the Australian government with Facebook and the ads?
Loads of changes, and they've just brought out new policy terms and conditions for us all to look at for the 1st of October. Lots coming into play and things that we really must make sure that we read through before we accept.
I mean, we all know that there's been a lot of controversy over advertising on social media platforms from a political point of view and from a fake news point of view. One of the things that I think, we're going to talk about other things in a minute, but one of the things that I think Facebook were very, very slow with is there's a lot of ads that are put on Facebook that include so-called testimonials from people like the chap from Money Super, Martin Lewis, the chap from Money Money's. Supermarket, that have nothing to do with it. They've just completely used his profile. And Facebook were very slow to clamp down on that, very slow.
And the thing is, filtering it from the domain that it's coming from, surely must be a way in which they can start monitoring this stuff. But it's, so much information is going on there every second, every minute. And how they're filtering that, how they're going to filter that all down will be interesting.
Anyway, let's move on and talk about some of the new exciting things that you've got going on, because you're launching some new things.
Positive news.
You're always so innovative in the things that you do. So we're kind of and with regard to the 30-day social media challenge, we've been involved in that on the periphery here on the Business Bunker Show, because you guys started a chat with us, which was brilliant and absolutely brilliant.
And we involved you without asking first and then told you.
So why don't you tell the listeners what the 30-day challenge is all about? It starts on the 7th of September, is that right?
Yeah, 7th of September is our third one. So what happened back in lockdown, lots of businesses, in what was happening around the world, there was a lot of panic in terms of how we're still going to get our message out there. So many small businesses we wanted to help. We thought, we're going to put on a 30-day free challenge for a lot of small businesses, small to medium-sized businesses. Our target was to help 1,000 businesses locally, internationally, ended up happening. And we launched it on the 1st of June. We had 560 on the June one, 463 on the July one, and now we've got another one happening in September, which is just fab. And it's where people can come and have a task every day for 30 days, and it actually helps them put together their plan, starts giving them ideas on how to create content and plan their content. So it's a really great challenge, and some people have got some amazing results in terms of new business, inquiries. It's just been so fab to see businesses grow.
Absolutely. I've seen a large number of people on Twitter mentioning that they've been on the program and how much it's done for them and how helpful it's been to them. And the interesting thing, the real proof of this, because sometimes people say those kind of things just to say them, don't they? But the real proof of this has been that they've all stayed with it and they've all been doing it and they've all been continuing to carry on doing what they were doing once the program has come to an end.
Which is really nice.
And that's the real proof for me that they really are getting benefits from it, because they carried on doing it quite So if people want to get involved with that, how do they get involved with the 30-day challenge?
Well, they can either go on our website. We've got a page called Workshop and Events, and on there it's got the 30-day challenge that will take them straight to the page where they can register for free. So they can do it that way, or on our Facebook page.
Right.
And be able to see the link.
Fantastic. Okay, so if you want to be part of the 30-day challenge, social media challenge, and I think you do. If you're a small business out there, I think you really do need to be part of this.
Well, we loved it when they all chirped in on the business.
When they were all chatting to us.
It kept us busy, didn't it?
Yeah, around about the third or fourth week of the challenge, we do something called the Twitter chat, which is where we get everyone to come on the Business Bunker and really engage in the conversation, because I just think it's a fantastic Twitter chat networking opportunity, and they absolutely love it.
They were a nice, you've done it a couple of times now, but they're lovely businesses. They're all really diverse businesses, Zoe, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. All different businesses from all different industries. It's just a great... And that they find the networking part of it really useful. So you end up finding that a lot of them within the group end up doing business with each other as well.
What interests me, Zoe, because you know us really well. We've been on air a long, long time, and we've always tied in the program with Twitter especially, but with all the social media platforms, but especially Twitter. Yeah. And we still get lots of businesses that either don't have a presence at all, or they have a very low key presence where they may have an account, but they don't do very much on it. And people still say to me quite often when I say to them, look, you know, you need to get on top of your Twitter account for being on the show, because you'll get a lot of interaction. And they go, I haven't got time for that. And the problem, I think, with so many of these businesses is that they haven't got time because they don't really know what to do. Yeah.
Yeah.
So they go on and they'll follow Stephen Fry and they'll make a comment about something, and then they run out of ideas, which is why I really love the 30-day challenge and what you're doing, because it gives people the tools they need to use social media properly.
Yeah, and get some free marketing.
Foundation.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hate it when I go to a business and I say to them, I'll tweet you, you know, you're amazing, you know, and then you look at their Twitter and they haven't tweeted since 2015.
And I think
well, you'd be better to take it off than leave it like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah.
What do you think, Zoe, will ever get an edit button on Twitter? Drives me nuts. You know iPhone.
I wish there was.
Well, you know, the iPhone just guesses what you're writing, and you have to look at what it's doing down below, which I never do. And you know, it really annoys me.
The worst thing with that is when you've written at the maximum level tweet, 280 characters, you've put a graphic in there, tagged 10 people,
and then you spot
a typo, and you go, I've got to delete all of that and start again.
I know.
But they've got some great things coming out, though, Twitter. So you've got now the Twitter audio button.
Yeah, I've been doing the audio. The audio is fun, but it's not very long, is it? It doesn't give you long.
No, it doesn't give you long.
If you're a verbal diarrhea like me, you know, it's like you get cut off. But go back to the edit button. Why have they not done one?
I don't know why they haven't done it. Maybe we need to bring this up with Twitter. We've got a great contact there, so we need to bring it up.
There you are. Go and schmooze them. Schmooze them for us, Zoe.
We will.
Yeah, because...
how about the fleets? Have you heard about Twitter fleets coming out?
No.
Twitter what, sorry?
It's going to be Twitter fleets.
Right.
And it's going to be Twitter stories, like Instagram and Facebook.
Right, OK.
All right.
OK.
Yeah, so that'd be really exciting.
I wonder how they thought of that.
I have to say, Zoe, I've been in social media for years, but I really struggle with Instagram. I'm on it because I have to be.
Yeah.
I find it just hashtag. It doesn't do anything for me, but I know businesses like, you know, for example, Ibiza Fitness Food that I work with closely, they absolutely, you know, cane it with Instagram, and they get bookings and all sorts. So what's your take on that?
I think people say to me, do I need to be on this platform, that platform? Everyone will have the one platform that they really feel that they built that community with. And businesses then think, right, I need to get on these other ones as well. But actually, if you've built your community in one place and you can really harness the power of that one platform and have your community there, I think that's great, because otherwise you're going to be thinly spreading yourself across too many. Mm. Now, Instagram's got a great community of people, and it's just putting that bit of effort into and time. Mm. I will say time, because, you know, you do have to invest a lot of time at the outset to really start building that community and that engagement.
Mm.
But there is some really great communities on Instagram already that you can start getting involved in.
Mm.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And
visuals.
I think that's the key thing. I'm like you, Jules. I struggle with Instagram badly.
Mm.
You know, I put a picture of me on, then I put a picture of me upside down, then I put a picture of me sideways.
But I think with me, it's the hashtagging. You know, there isn't a conversation, whereas I chat to people on Twitter.
Yeah.
I love Twitter because it's a conversation.
Yeah.
I don't want to just go blur, hashtag.
But I think that's the thing, and that's what Zoe's saying here, is that it depends on what your business is and what it is you're trying to do. If you've got a business like a food business where you can show people a plate of food.
Yeah.
Yeah. If for celebrities, the beauty is that people can't chat.
Yeah.
That is the beauty. You know, if you're a famous footballer or a film star, if you post on Twitter, you'll get 9 million idiots telling you what an idiot you are. Whereas you don't get that on Instagram. It's a push thing rather than a conversation.
I see Instagram as shouting. Actually, that's how my little brain sees it.
There is loads of conversations going on, though. You'll be surprised at the conversations that do go on once you've really built that community.
Mm. Okay, you're convincing me, Zoe.
Yeah, it's a nice area where you don't see a lot of negativity going on.
Yeah, yeah. That's true. That's the upside of it. Is there's not all the political nonsense and all the you know you call me a nasty name stuff.
Yeah, we can't go there.
I want to move on and talk about some of the other things you're doing, Zoe, because you've got the ZC Social Media Academy.
Yes, the Growth Academy, which is a step up from our, you know, we would run every month our face-to-face ZC Social Media Academy, where people, but businesses would come along for free and learn a little bit about social. This is the next step. So this is where they can then take it that step further with an online training portal.
Okay, so basically, if you've done the 30 day challenge and then you want to really get into the nitty gritty of it, you can join the academy. So, what are some of the things that you talk about in the academy? What are some of the topics that you cover?
We've just done an Instagram story pop up school, which was super exciting. So. Mm. What happens every month is the members will have live calls with myself for Q&A. We do like a trends and updates webinar each month. I help them with their content planning. So we have a session every month about that. The thing that we've done in August, which was really fun, is we had a whole week where we had an hour a day where we actually taught them how to do Instagram stories.
Right,
from start to finish. And so that's been really popular. Instagram's been a massive topic in August. You won't believe what we're planning at the moment. We're planning the Christmas campaign. So we're just putting together our Christmas campaign pop-up school, which is super exciting for the Growth Academy members. So they're going to be receiving Christmas presents from the ZC team soon.
Right. Is there anything in there where you start to look at things like social media advertising?
Yeah, so we're doing that. It's going to be a pop-up school in November, where we can actually show them how to start getting their messages out there further, because at the moment a lot of businesses are just doing it organically and not even explored boost posts and advertising and stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, that's something I want to do, so I'll probably join in with the academy, because it's something I want to learn about. As you say, everything I've done has always been organic, and I've always kind of been a bit reticent about spending money advertising, only because I don't know what to do, and I don't know I don't know the best way of doing it. So I think I might be joining the academy.
It'll be great to see you in there, Paul.
Yeah, no, it will be beneficial to me to learn more about that, so I'd look forward to doing that. So if people want to find out more about the academy or want to sign up for it or whatever, how do they do that?
Then they go to ZCSocialMediaAcademy.com.
Right.
ZCSocialMediaAcademy.com, and it's on the website as well. So if they go to the workshops and events page on our website, it's on there as well. It's got everything that's included. So we've got such a great community in there at the moment. It's really nice. It's one of my favourite things that I love doing.
Right, right. No, that's really good. It's really cool.
Yeah.
Can I just ask you, in danger of putting my foot in it here, obviously you're the...
Size 10.
Yeah. Size 11, thank you
very
much.
Oh, are you? Sorry. You'd have fallen over if you had size 10.
Yeah. Obviously, you guys have run the really famous ZC Live for the last few years. Obviously, that's going to be difficult this year, if we can do it at all. So, do you have any plans?
Yeah, so normally we'd run it every year, and we are missing it organising ourselves. But on the 30th of October, we've just planned over the last month, and we've just finally put an email out this morning, so we're going to do it virtually on the 30th of October. So it's super exciting. So, we're going to do it virtual. It's going to be mainly the ZC team delivering different talks. We'd love you to get involved, Paul. We must catch up.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's going to be a really great day where small businesses, again, can come and learn and interact. Great networking opportunities for people as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I've just got a message coming. Hold on, let me open it. It's from Paul Manville of DC Weddings.
Great.
Yeah, he said, we loved the challenge, not just what we learned, but also the networking. And we've continued our journey with the Growth Academy, and it's absolutely brilliant. So they're really enjoying it, which is really nice.
Yeah, they love it, and he's great. He's someone that really does listen to everything and goes and takes action.
They're very proactive.
Him and Polly. Yeah, they're fab. Really great.
Yeah, fantastic. Zoe, look, thank you so much for joining us. It's been a pleasure to talk to you, as always.
Lovely.
Give us a shout out for the ZC social media website so that people can come in and find out all these other things.
So if you go and have a look at zcsocialmedia.com and look under the workshops and events page, you'll find all the things that we've spoken about today.
Fantastic. Do check them out. They're brilliant. And as I said earlier, all the people that have done the challenge have absolutely loved it, and we've seen loads and loads of support for it, and I think a lot of them are going to join the Academy as well.
Thank you.
Zoe, we really do appreciate what you do. You're the go-to person around here for anything social media, and we always rely on you to keep us up to date and to tell us what's going on and to put us right when we're not doing it right. So thank you for that. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
The website addresses that Zoe gave you are on the radio website, so you can find them there. In the meantime, enjoy the rest of your day, Zoe. Thank you so much for joining us. Stay safe, and we'll see you again soon.
See you soon. Take care, both.
Bye, Zoe. Bye. And Gareth, of course. Bye. Let's mention Gareth.
Yeah, I'll let Gareth know. Yeah.
Doing all the work there.
Yeah, he's doing all the work in the background. Take care.
Bye, Zoe. Cheers.
Bye.
Zoe Cairns, ZC Social Media.
We keep doing a duet today.
We do, don't we?
I've got to eat humble pie here because with the Thyroid Trust, the cancer Thyroid Cancer Awareness...
You forgot to mention them, didn't you?
Well, I didn't say their website properly. I'm very, very tardy. So it's www.thyroidtrust.org. I've had my wrists slapped for doing it wrongly, and I'm very sorry. And they're listening. They're listening. We're on in the background, Paul Andrews, they say, while they're working.
I'm not surprised. We're a good background.
Yeah.
Diamond Circle Weddings have tweeted, "Hello, September. What are your plans for this month? Whether you're planning a wedding or rearranging a postponed date, we can help you move forward with your wedding plans. Please give us a DM and fall in love with what Diamond Circle Weddings can do." So do give them a follow on Twitter. Their Twitter handle is Diamond Circle. Why won't that open? Diamond Circle DC Weddings UK is their Twitter handle. DC Weddings UK.
And Lavender Blue Media, hello to you guys. They're tweeting us, and they are lavenderbluemedia.com. They're a video content creation agency in Kent.
Did you see the gift from Tracy Ferguson?
I did.
Stay creative. It's a great gift,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, because she's creating a creative space. I said two creatives there.
Yeah.
Creating a creative space.
That's not easy, is it?
No, and the lovely Alison Palmer has popped up.
Yeah.
So she says, listening in to Vanilla Webb and Jules Serkin talking on Bee Bunker. She's used the Bee Bunker hashtag, so 10 points. And she said some great tips from ZC Social Media on social media for small biz. So hello to you, Alison. Bet she's really busy, of course.
Fantastic. You can read an email if
Shall
you want.
Shall I? Okay. So FSB Kent, gosh. Funny.
That was strange, wasn't it?
It was.
What a coincidence.
Spooky, some might say. They say they're absolutely thrilled to be sponsoring this year's virtual apprenticeship graduation ceremony, which is on the 2nd of October. And you can find details at kandmapgrad.org. So that's K-A-N-D, map, and then another P, so double P on the map, grad.org. So that's a great one for the 2nd of October. And it's really good to celebrate the apprenticeship's graduation there. And also Canterbury Festival, the 2020, is set to go ahead. Yeah, this autumn, despite coronavirus pandemic. Organisers have confirmed that the Canterbury Festival is still set to go ahead this autumn, despite the pandemic. And whilst many of the city's major events, including its Christmas ice rink, the Marlowe Pantomime... I'm glad you're concentrating. And Canterbury Pride have been cancelled due to the COVID-19 crisis. Those behind the hugely popular annual celebration of the arts have decided the show must go on. And it will be a smaller scale event with social distancing and limited capacities. What you and I were saying pre-show, Paul Andrews, you know, we've got to get out there. We can't just skulk about. And I think I said to you, my mum, who's been sheltering since February, I sent her off to Serenity Becker for a little manicure, which I paid for, a posh manicure with hot gloves on and, you know, all sorts of creams and things. And she was a different woman when she came out.
Yeah.
And Rebecca's got absolutely spotless hygiene, a basin in every room. And my mum wore a mask. Rebecca wore a mask and a visor. And it really did my mum good.
She
can't just carry on hiding.
None of us can.
No.
None of us can. We can't stay in hiding too much longer. We've got to start getting out. Let's hear these messages.
Yeah.
This is Channel 2.
Flexible training solutions for the glass, glazing and wider construction industries. fitfortrade.co.uk for occupational compliance and peace of mind.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
You're listening to Channel Radio.
Okay, I've got some news here from the Digital Skills Partnership from the Southeast Local Enterprise organisation. They've partnered with CourseRA to provide free online learning resources to 10,000 users across the southeast of England. There are more than 4,300 courses available to those facing redundancy, on furlough, or those looking to reskill to enter a new industry or profession. The courses are free to sign up to until the end of September 2020. And then once you've signed up before the end of September, you must complete the free course by the end of December 2020. If you want to find out more about it, if you want to find out what courses are available and what needs to be done, if you go to www.southeastlep.com/our-delivery/skills. That's www.southeastlep.com/our-delivery/skills. Do check that out.
Whatever your business strengths, you need to shout out about them, don't you? So why not enter the Maidstone Awards and the Ashford Awards? So the hashtag to use is hashtag MStoneAwards 2020 and hashtag Ashford Awards 2020. It's a free entry, so enter your business. businessawardskent.co.uk. Paul, you know more about this. You used to chair that one, didn't you, when it was a real, you know, in place. Do you have to be in Maidstone or Ashford?
It's in the general area.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's Maidstone and Mid-Kent, which covers Kings Hill and all that.
Yeah.
Ashford covers right out to Folkestone and South Kent.
I knew you'd know.
Yeah.
ADM Computing coming up on the 2nd and the 4th of September at 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. There's an online popular Microsoft training topic and Excel. They say sessions are delivered by the fabulous Alex Waterton, who's a Microsoft certified trainer consultant. We know him really well. He's brilliant. And he's from F-Keys Limited. They're Microsoft Office productivity specialists. And they've been training since 1998. You can go to www.adm-computing.co.uk with a little /events.
Fantastic. I've got this from the Tenterton and District Chamber of Commerce. It's your September Love Tenterton card promotions and offers. As we all know, the COVID-19 situation has hugely affected every person, family and business across the world, with everyone needing the help and support of their neighbours and community. In an effort to help support local, we have reinvigorated the Love Tenterton card, with many Chamber of Commerce members creating new offers and promotions for you to enjoy. From beauty, set price lunches, pet supplies and legal costs to dry cleaning and roller blinds, there's something for everyone. Whether you'd like to dine out, refurb your home, clean those curtains, install a new sound system or treat your pet, find out about the Love Tenterton card. You can do that by going to ilovetenterton.co.uk. ilovetenterton.co.uk. check it out.
Confidence in Canterbury's future has seen plans submitted for the multi-million pound redevelopment of an important city centre site, which includes the former Nason's department store, because, as you know, we've lost two department stores in Canterbury, Debenhams as well. It's going to be called Biggleston Yard, which is named after the historic family-based business that once operated on the site. And it's the new retail, commercial and housing-led regeneration scheme, which is proposed by Setha Group, the London-based property development company. It's a £30 million investment proposal, which has been submitted to Canterbury Council, including a covered retail arcade and a market hall, as well as restaurants linked to new public squares and open spaces accessed from the High Street. And the new building would incorporate the listed building at 46 High Street and other heritage buildings, including Foresters Hall. So that sounds very exciting. Should if it comes through, should I know that Nason's has been empty since 2018, so it's quite long. So let's hope something happens with that pretty soon.
Absolutely. The FSB Maidstone virtual networking is taking place at the end of this month. In fact, on Wednesday, the 30th of September, between 4 p.m. and 5 p.m, Peter Self, or it is he, is hosting this free FSB Connect online event with Metro Bank. Everyone is welcome. You can book your place at fsb.org.uk/event calendar/ FSB Maidstone Virtual Networking. That's fsb.org.uk/event calendar/ FSB Maidstone Virtual Networking.
The Kent Community Foundation have a coronavirus emergency fund, and it's awarded loads of money to 314 charities and community groups supporting vulnerable adults, children, young people, families and the elderly across Kent and Medway. I'm just going to read out their website first. So it's kentcf.org.uk/funding/coronavirus emergency fund. So that's kentcf.org.uk/funding/coronavirus emergency fund, so that you can find details there. But Josephine McCartney, who's the chief exec of Kent Community Foundation, has said, "We're delighted that Kent Community Foundation has been able to respond quickly to charities struggling financially during the pandemic by awarding just over 1 million to over 300 charities and community groups that are doing vital work across Kent and Medway. £420,000 of the funding has been awarded to projects which include working with vulnerable adults. £380,000 has been sent to projects working with children, young people and families, and £232,000 to help the elderly and the isolated." So you can apply for emergency funding. Have a look there. And I'm sure that it's on the Kent Business Radio website, Paul Andrews.
It certainly is. Talking of the foundation, I needed to tell you about this as well, which also involves the foundation.
Okay.
Kent County Council has appointed grantmakers Kent Community Foundation to administer crucial new funding for families in Kent and Medway. Grants will be available from two funds. The Hardship Fund will help families directly, and the Resilience Fund will support organisations working with people and families in financial difficulty. I tell you what we're going to do with that. We're going to get Pauline McCartney, who's the chief executive of the Kent Community Foundation. We're going to get her on the show, I think, and talk to her some more about that. Does that sound like a plan?
Yeah, I think we should.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah. Opportunity to gain new marketing insights. This is the Kent Business School, and they're seeking an SME with a marketing challenge to be solved by their MBA students. And this exciting project will begin in October, taking place over the course of a week. And during this time, their highly skilled MBA students will develop proposals based on the scenarios impacting your business. You will then be able to use the proposals as you wish. So this is great. This is a free thing, which we like on Kent Business Radio. So go to find out more, go to KBS for sugar business at kent.ac.uk to find out more.
Cool.
Twitter's got very busy. Everybody's waking up now.
Yeah, I think everybody's just realising that we're back live.
You know what it is? It's bank holiday as well.
Yeah, yeah. They're all slowing down for bank holiday.
Is it Monday?
Yeah. Jenner Group, they're the construction company based over there in Folkestone, are delighted to promote the forthcoming Shepway Sports Trust Charity Golf Day as the main sponsors of the event for the third year running. We're delighted that the trusts are able to proceed with the day, which will of course adhere to all enhanced safety measures, heightened hygiene and social distancing, to allow them to raise vital funds to continue the amazing work they do. You can find out more about the trust by going to their website, which I'll give you in a minute, because you need the website to book as well. The day will be held on Friday the 11th of September at the glorious Broome Park Golf Club. It's £40 per person and the format is Texas Scramble. It's a relaxed and enjoyable day, and I'm sure even more welcome this year as a chance to get back out and networking in a safe manner. If you want to find out more about the Shepway Sports Trust, or to register or to take part in the golf day, if you go to www.shepwaysportstrust.org, and that's from the lovely Ella Brocklebank. So do check that out.
I do love her name, Ella Brocklebank.
She's lovely.
She sounds like a sort of, you'd find her in a Beatrix Potter novel, wouldn't you? I've read all mine, Paul Andrews, but there's a lot going on Twitter. So Diamond Circle Weddings say, hello, with using the Bee Bunker hashtag, so 58 points for you guys. And they say, thank you for the mention and the support. And the Thyroid Trust have chirped up. And they say, thank you for mentioning their month of cancer, thyroid, very, very important. And you can look on at everything on their website. And Tracy is saying, I'm staying creative, just seen that. Who else? I've said it at Alison Palmer, haven't I?
Yep.
She enjoyed that. Chips and Dinks have chipped in again. And then I was having a bit of a rant with somebody about wearing helmets with cycles, Noel Eaton, because I think that wearing helmets should be law really on a bike, because having seen my new husband when he smashed his head,
is
like
it not compulsory?
No, it's not. And the thing is, when you're a mum, as all the parents listening will know, when your kids start cycling and they're quite young, you can't make them wear a helmet because it's uncool. I don't want to wear that, it's uncool. But if it was law, then it wouldn't matter.
Yeah,
would it?
You could threaten them with jail. You need to check if you're eligible for the Coronavirus Small Business Grant Fund. This is another round of money that's been allocated. The Small Business Grant Fund supports small and rural businesses in England with their business costs during coronavirus. There's still more than £1 billion of grant money available for small businesses from local authorities across England. If you want to find out more, go to www.gov.uk/guidance/check-eligible. Check eligibility. So that's www.gov.uk/guidance/check-eligibility.
Have you just given me this one? Oh, yes, yeah. Got another one. Local business owner Tara Humphrey has backed a scholarship fund to support BAME, BAME healthcare professionals pursue their leadership careers. Tara Humphrey runs her own business working in the healthcare sector, and recently moved by the Black Lives Matter movement. She wanted to do something proactive to address the lack of BAME representation in senior roles within the healthcare sector, and decided to create the Business of Healthcare Scholarship, which is a scheme that is totally funded by Tara herself. And she says, as a black female and small business operator in the field of healthcare, I want to support professionals who are passionate about making their mark in this amazing yet challenging sector, just like I'm striving to do. And whilst there is a tremendous amount of work to do, I believe no matter how small our individual actions may be, we can use our voices, platforms, networks and resources to support, empower and promote others to pursue their careers that they're passionate about, and increase the number of BAME healthcare professionals in leadership positions. I believe that to be the best leaders we can be, we need to invest in our personal and professional development, which is why I decided to launch the scholarship scheme. So they're going to be providing grants that can be used towards a training course, mentor or coach. I hope Tracy's listening. The full details and eligibility criteria and how to apply can be found at 3w.thhcc.org thcprimarycare.co.uk, a little forward slash scholarship. And THC Primary Care is Tara's company, and it's providing project management and consultancy to GP practices, primary care networks and other NHS organisations. You can find out more about Tara and her company, as I said, at the website above, which is www.thcprimarycare.co.uk. And to look at the scholarships, go to a little forward slash there and you'll find it.
Fantastic. Thank you for that. Locating Kent teams up with top Kent universities to launch business courses. Locating Kent has announced the launch of Business Lab, a series of bite-sized leadership courses designed to help business owners, business leaders and entrepreneurs to plan for their future in the post-lockdown economic landscape. Throughout summer 2020, the programme of short courses will be delivered in a live virtual learning environment where participants will join academics from the University of Kent and Canterbury Christchurch University to learn about global business best practice based on academic research. In a collaborative and innovative space, participants will be able to observe and test methods to shape the future of their organisations. Business Lab will also help businesses to identify and maximise their future opportunities. This could be through developing analytical tools to support business growth and performance, reassessing their leadership styles, and harnessing digital transformation. To explore the Business Lab and receive more details on course content, if you go to www.locatingkent.com/businesslab. That's www.locatingkent.com/businesslab.
I'm just reading, going back through tweets. It's suddenly, as I said, got really busy and they've all woken up. Diamond Circle Weddings popping up again. Alison Palmer has just put a new, they've put a new image on their Facebook, FSB.
Oh, did you see that? It's loads of photographs
You're
of everyone.
On there.
Am I?
Yeah.
I saw Gemma Fairclough-Haynes was on there. Are you on there?
Yeah, Tazy, no, because I don't really go to things. I'm really bad. I haven't done any of those for years, as you know. But there's lots of familiar faces. It's most of Business Bunker, actually. And I can see Tracy Ferguson, yeah, so Gemma, and you are there. Yes, in the middle, of course. And, yeah, quite a few faces. Rather nice. I'll have a look at that later on. I don't go out much in the evening because my thyroid, you know. Did you know I had a thyroid problem?
No.
Yeah.
You never mentioned it before. Yeah. I don't know why. Oh, I know what I was going to ask you.
Yeah, about your thyroid.
No. Harry Covert.
What?
I saw something on Facebook and I didn't know whether it was an old post or not.
What's it saying? He hasn't fallen and broken his leg again.
Yeah.
You're joking.
No, I'm not. But I didn't want to go overboard on it because I wasn't sure. You know, sometimes Facebook posts memories.
Mine does all the time. You're usually on there.
Yeah, yeah. but I just saw fleetingly go through that Harry was in hospital with a broken leg. And I wasn't sure whether he'd broken it again or whether it was an old post.
I'll have to ring him because we haven't been doing Scoff and Quaff because, as you know, he's diabetic and also his wife has MS. So they're being very careful. But if he's broken another leg, then he seriously needs to get a bone scan.
Yeah.
But the last time, being a chef, he slipped on his kitchen floor.
Yeah, I know. I didn't see what he did this time.
I actually thought that was a spoof because the angle of his leg was actually behind his ear. Yeah. Oh, I'll have to check that out.
Yeah.
There'll be a lot of hungry people if he's in hospital.
Yeah.
He's a great cook.
Well, it was a post picture of hospital food, which I don't think he was particularly impressed with.
No. Well, that was old.
It may be an old one. Then.
Yeah, I'll check it out. Yeah. Lorraine Williams, who is the director of Thyroid Trust, has said, I missed the bit about Scotland where I was talking with Pam Locke.
You were lucky.
Oh, no, she's not, because she says, I'm wildly jealous of your trip. So sad not to hear you talk about it. I've not been home for ages. Oh, she's Scottish, you see. So she said she'll follow Locke Associates and hello to Pam. So they're both Scottish people.
You know, my youngest just got back from Scotland as well.
Did he have his skull and...
Cullen Skink.
Cullen Skink.
Yeah. Skull and crossbones. Wrong. No, yeah. Cullen Skink.
My thyroid's all out of kilt today. You know why?
No, why?
Because I had two meals out and I went off the rails and had gluten, which is not good for me. And you don't want to do that. A big brain fog, which only people that have thyroid would understand.
You don't want to do that.
So he's back, is he?
He's back, yeah. He's back in London.
Did he bring you any Cullen?
No, because can't see him anyway, because we were locked in.
You could have bought your little freezer pack.
Yeah, yeah. No, but he cooked it anyway, so when he comes to see me, he can cook it.
He fished it, he ate it.
He went salmon fishing.
And was it wonderful?
Yeah, yeah.
Have you ever
seen
the film Salmon Fishing in the Yemen?
I haven't. I know of it. I know of it.
It's a really good film. You should watch it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's really, really good. I love it.
Yeah. But he actually didn't go. I said salmon fishing.
Go to Yemen, I know.
No, he didn't go to Yemen, and I'm not sure he went salmon fishing because they caught trout.
Okay. Yeah. The food is. I know you're bored with my ramblings about Scotland, but everybody should go. Mm. Everybody English should go to Scotland and just sample their food, Paul Andrews. And the beauty, take a raincoat with you and take some midge spray.
I nearly bought a castle in Scotland.
Yeah, why don't you?
No, I nearly did.
And?
It was on the road.
How much was it?
It was nothing. That was the whole point. It was peanuts.
You could have been a laird.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, it's on the road from... It's on the road from Inverness Airport towards Inverness. And it's a castle, and it's an old castle. A really old castle.
Balmoral.
And it's... No. It was quite tiny. It's basically one tower and a little bit of room. So there's probably not a lot there. And it was up for sale for something stupid, like 150 grand or something.
Yeah.
But it's right in the middle of nowhere, although it is on this main road. But every time you pass it, doesn't matter what time of day or what time of year, there's just mist everywhere.
Oh.
Yeah, it's really spooky.
But you see, darling, at your age, your knees wouldn't take it, would they? All those stairs.
No, but this was a long time ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, your knees might have done then when you were a footballer.
Yeah, yeah. A snapshot of the county's economic recovery following the impact of the health crisis has been launched, providing a host of data on how businesses are responding to the challenges. The Economic Recovery Dashboard provides a range of indicators designed to support and drive Kent and Medway's recovery from COVID-19. And it's now gone live on Kent County Council's website. So if you want to look at this and find out all the things that are happening to try and drive the economic recovery, take a check of this. It's kent.gov.uk/about-the-council/information-and-data. So that's kent.gov.uk/about-the-council/information-and-data. Check out the Economic Recovery Dashboard.
And Alison is still listening, Alison Palmer. You know how busy she is. Mm. So she must have us on in the background. And she says, we need you on there too, Jules. So it means I'll have to go to an event. I'll have to, you know, take some caffeine about 4 p.m. and trundle out.
Right.
I think.
Do you think so?
I do. Noel Eaton, as I was saying, he's somebody I've followed for a while. He's mostly into cycling and photography and also beer. But he's, pioneering or campaigning for more cycle tracks in England. I did hear something, actually, talking about Harry. Coming in this morning, the government are putting people with diabetes, type 2, I think it is, on the shakes and the soups for free on the NHS, which, I'm sorry, it makes my blood boil. Can people not make their own milkshake, low calorie? Can they not make their own soup, low calorie? So the government are giving out free, on prescription, to overweight people, free shakes and milkshakes,
Well, it's like replacement meals.
Yeah, and soups. But just, it's so easy to make a homemade soup, and it's so filling.
Yeah.
Why don't they just give everybody a slow cooker?
What? Yeah.
You know, and say, this is what you do.
What's significant about a diabetic soup as opposed to an ordinary soup?
Well, exactly. And, you know, the packet soups will have rubbish in. They'll have all sorts of weird fillers.
Yeah.
They won't be, you know, they'll last 2 years on a shelf.
Right.
So they'll be full of rubbish.
Right.
So I feel quite angry about it because I just think they do these, you know, are they next going to give us all a bike?
Yeah.
You know, they have these knee-jerk things.
Yeah, yeah.
A replacement meal. It would be a bit like, what's that called, Herbalife.
Oh, right.
It would be those dry things that you add water to.
Right.
And apparently it has great results because they're having a low-calorie diet.
Right.
But what happens when you stop taking it? You're just going to balloon and put the weight on again.
If I'm right, with diabetics, it's carbohydrates and sugars, so it's you have to avoid carbohydrate and fruit.
Exactly. Yeah. So just tell them, eat meat, eat fish, have some low-carb veg, like your sweet potatoes and your broccoli, and fill up on veg. Don't have a
I'll tell you what Amanda's been cooking for me.
What?
Celeriac chips.
Oh, lovely.
They're gorgeous.
Yeah.
I love them. I prefer them to ordinary chips.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When am I coming round?
You're not allowed.
Oh, I forgot. I have got your little birthday drink. Should I throw it?
No, it's a bottle. She's trying to throw a bottle at me, listener.
Yeah, I did bring you that because I've gotten a bit of a kerfuffle about your birthday present. So this is quite nice. It's a Purdy's Edge. I know you're a bit funny about drinks and you have your Diet Coke and that, but I don't approve of them. So this is a blend of blackberry and slowberry juices, naturally boosted by botanicals, Paul Andrews.
Oh, blimey.
And vitamins to give you a gentle lift. Doesn't say where the lift might be.
Right, OK. I could do with a lift.
Yeah, doesn't say where.
The old treble chins.
Yeah, here you are.
Oh, thank you. That's very kind.
That's, That's number one.
She was literally going to throw this at me, listener, and it's a glass bottle.
What was it you caught the other time when I brought you something? You caught something.
A cold, probably.
No, can't have that. We're a germ-free studio. I've got sprays everywhere, got no aircon, got nothing.
Yeah.
But I am still thinking about your birthday present because I don't like to get predictable things. And
don't worry.
You were expecting the ginger tea, all the usuals.
Licorice.
Yeah, licorice.
Anyway, I was interested in going back to the
diabetic
diet.
Yeah.
And it's about losing weight, obviously, because most type 2 diabetes is caused by being overweight. But I think it's about restricting carbs.
Yeah, exactly.
Interesting. Last night, it was really odd. Amanda was out quite late last night because she's trying to catch up with horsey things.
Yeah.
And it got to about 7:30, and we'd actually had a roast lunch because we had some family over for roast lunch.
Yeah.
But I was starting to get a bit peckish.
You need to stop eating your family.
Yeah, yeah. I was getting a bit peckish, so I knocked up a vegetable stew.
Lovely.
But if you think about it, I could barely eat it all because it was so filling.
Fibre.
There was less than 200 calories in the entire pot.
Yeah.
And I made it for two, but there were 200 calories in the meal for two, and I ate the lot myself.
If the government would just talk to a few chefs rather than give people this rubbish, packet food, it's just awful.
Yeah.
I feel very strongly about it, actually. I've got a bit of a bee in my bonnet. It's so easy. I roast a chicken every week. Every week I put that carcass into my slow cooker for 24 hours with a splodge of vinegar. 24 hours, I don't touch it. And after 24 hours, I pick the meat off the carcass. I chuck the carcass in the caddy, and then I add my veg and my garlic and my spices, and it's beautiful.
Mm.
And it's free. So free, you've got your carcass.
Yep.
Use a whole chicken.
Yep.
So I believe that everyone should have their own slow cooker.
I've got a slow cooker.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And get the biggest capacity you can.
Yep.
Because then you get more soup.
Right.
I mean, my son, Shay, 24, he's got a little slow cooker and he does chilli in it and all sorts.
Yeah.
They're great. It's the nearest you'll ever get to having a wife.
Is
me, anyway. Let's not go there.
Cool. I want to tell you about some more help for small businesses. And this is from KCC. There's the Kent and Medway Business Fund. They're providing 0% loans between £50,000 and £500,000 for small and medium-sized businesses. There are innovation loans. The scheme offers 0% loans to small and medium-sized businesses in Kent and Medway. There's a startup loan, low interest loans for pre-start and early stage businesses. You can borrow up to £25,000 at a 6% fixed interest rate. And then there's a special fund for people on the Romney Marsh, and that's the Marsh Business Boost Loan. And the scheme offers 0% interest loan support to small and micro businesses and startup with the potential for growth on the Romney Marsh. If you want to find out about any of those things, you can go to their website, which is www.kent.gov.uk/businessloans and funding.
You make me laugh because you still squeeze in the www dot. You really don't need to.
I know I don't. Everybody
knows it.
It just pads it out, doesn't it?
I know.
But we've reached the end of another show.
Yeah, it goes quick.
Yeah. Thank you for joining us. A huge thank you to our two guests, the lovely Pam Locke of Locke Associates Group, and to Zoe Cairns of ZC Social Media, to my stonkingly gorgeous co-host, Jill Serkin, to everybody that tweeted and emailed. Thank